Excuse me, sir. Do you have time for a few quick questions?
No, thanks. No. I'm going to be going to work in a second.
Okay, thanks.
Our first denial of the night.
You need to say, hi, my name's Dan. I'm an independent radio producer. Can I ask you a couple questions?
Oh, okay. You seem to have it down. Maybe I'll just give it to you.
Or maybe not.
Excuse me, do you guys have time for a quick question tonight?
I do not, no.
Okay. Sorry, thank you. Yep. Excuse me, do you guys have time for a quick question?
No.
Excuse me, do you guys have time to answer a few quick questions?
No, I got it.
No? Excuse me, do you guys have time for a few quick questions?
We're just walking, so
okay.
Thanks.
Yep. Excuse me, sir, do you have time to answer a few quick questions?
No, I'm a bit of a beast.
All right, thanks. My name's Dan. I'm an independent radio producer. Wondering if you could answer a few questions for me.
Not into it.
Not into it? All right. This tape is going to be deleted. I'm going to delete this tape. I'm Dan. Phil's right over there. And you heard my sister Megan there in the intro. You're probably going to be hearing from her more in these podcasts. So last episode, we put out a challenge to our listeners, didn't we, Phil?
Yes, we did.
So our challenge was help us come up with a name for this podcast.
Because we didn't have one at that point.
Yeah,
we did the first episode without a name.
And that is going to change right now.
Right now.
Because you hit up the social media avenues and gave us some ideas here.
We even got a couple old school voicemails.
JD here from Porchlight Family Media in Phoenix, Arizona. My suggestion is Audible Journeys for the title, and maybe with the tagline of an exploration of audio storytelling.
Hi, my name is Christina. How about Phonic Bloom? Phonic, as in the adjective meaning of or pertaining to speech sounds, and bloom, as in the noun meaning a flourishing, healthy condition, the time or period of greatest beauty, artistry, etc.
Thank you, JD. Thank you, Christina. So all told, we narrowed it down to 6 name ideas, Audible Journeys, Decibel
Points.
Whoa,
hold on. Drum roll? You want a drum roll in there? No drum roll. Don't need a drum roll.
It added dramatic flair, I think, but
we could do that. I mean, we have the technology to do that, Dan.
Yeah.
Like, you've got people. I'm right here.
People.
I'll take it.
Fine, man. Go ahead. Audible Journeys, Decibel Points, Phonic Bloom, Q-tips, Radio Rats, and Sound Stage. So we took these 6 names to the Mall of America. You good now?
Much better.
Okay. Anyway, as I was saying, my sister Megan and I took this list of 6 names, grabbed an audio recorder, and hit up the Mall of America.
So we're here at the Mall of America in Bloomington, just looking for some basic responses to a few of our podcast name choices. And I have my sister Megan here with me.
Hey guys.
She's my security blanket today, and she's also the business card hander outer.
He needs a security blanket. He's having a hard time breaking his shell.
This is a lot more difficult than I imagined, going up to random strangers with a microphone and asking them about podcasts. So you know what a podcast is?
I do.
You listen to any?
I have a few times.
What ones do you listen to?
I've listened to some different snowboarding ones.
What strikes your fancy out of that list?
Audible Journeys.
So if you saw Audible Journeys, a podcast, you'd give that a listen?
Yeah, awesome. I would say.
Q-tips.
I like that one.
Mm-hmm. Q-tips? Yeah, that sounds, I don't know, it's catchy.
I would go with... Soundstage.
Audible Journeys, it seems like it's more sophisticated in a way. And Soundstage sounds like it's professional.
I guess. Q-tips.
Excuse me, sir, can we bug you for a quick question?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're producing a podcast, and we're getting ready for our second episode here. We're choosing a name for the podcast. You listen to any podcasts?
Nope.
Okay, but do you know where they are?
Yeah, Radio Rats.
You like that one?
Yes.
Okay. Why do you like that one?
Oh, I don't know, it just bumped into me.
Awesome.
I like the Phonic Bloom.
Probably either the Decibel Points or Phonic Bloom. I don't know, they're just different, so it's not exactly your standard name for something, so it just kind of has an air of mystery to it.
Okay, this fellow brings up a good point. I did a little bit of research, and there seems to be two trains of thought within the podcasting realm.
There's a realm for podcasting.
Of course.
Yeah.
Whether to name your podcast, you know, a really straightforward name, so people looking at it know exactly what it's about, or kind of give it a name that's clothed in mystery.
Like the guy said.
Has an air of mystery to it.
Do you have perhaps some examples of the two different types? Like some shows that I might know?
Yeah, you probably heard a few of these. For example, the podcast How to Do Everything.
That's pretty straightforward.
Bullseye.
On the fence with that one.
How about The Moth?
I have no idea what that's all about.
The Pixar podcast?
That's podcasts about Pixar.
Yeah, you'd assume. How about 99% Invisible?
99% Intriguing.
So you kind of get the idea. And take a look at our list, and we have a pretty good mix.
Audible Journeys, Decibel Points, Phonic?
Right.
Okay, Q-tips, Radio Rats, Soundstage. Radio Rats is my number one pick.
Decibel Points. I'm an electrical engineer, so I kind of know decibels and things.
Audible Journeys, Decibel Points, Phonic Booms, Q-tips, Radio Rats, Soundstage. Which one you like? I don't know. Radio Rats?
You can check us out online or on Facebook. And,
I have been watching you take notes here as I'm playing this back. Making tally marks on that little list you've got. What have you learned given your little trip to the mall?
It was funny. I was wondering if it was going to be lopsided, but honestly, every name got picked more than once. It was, you know, all the ideas floated.
So you're saying we just have a lot of good ideas?
We do. We seem to have come across 6 name ideas that would be legitimate podcast names.
Hear that, everyone? Everyone who submitted a name, pat yourself right on the back. So I guess then it's going to come down to this. You got your red pen in hand.
Yeah, how
do
you want to do this?
We just have to
fire elimination until
break this down. It's going to come down. We have to choose it now. We said that already. We can't go another episode without a name. So he's got the red pen out. Cue the music.
We have Audible Journeys, Decibel Points, Phonic Bloom, Q-tips, Radio Rats, and Soundstage. I'll give you the first choice. What's your first cut, Phil?
My first cut. Oh. I'm going to cut Soundstage. Too standard. Too easy.
Crossed off the list. Okay.
How about you, Dan? Your first cut. First to lose it. First to go home.
I'd go with Q-tips.
Oh, that was my idea.
Sorry, Phil.
Sad to see it go.
We're down to 4.
4.
Audible Journeys, Decibel Points, Phonic Bloom, and Radio Rats.
Audible journeys. I kind of just... I don't want to go down that road. Oh. Rimshot. Pun intended. Always. Dan, we're down to three. Let's make it two.
I never did like rodents, Phil.
I think I know where you're going with this.
Radio rats.
You're going to disappoint so many people.
It was
people.
A popular choice.
It was a popular choice.
Got to go, though.
You know what? I'm with you on that. I can't handle rats myself.
So this leaves us two.
What are the two?
Decibel points and phonic bloom.
Oh.
The name of our next podcast, Phil. Go for it. I like either name.
You do like either name? You're going to put this all on me? Right
it's,
here,
it's
right now?
It's your call.
Well, as your technical advisor and your audio engineer, I'm just attracted to this name. Decibel points.
Decibel points. I like it. I feel like we belong now, Phil. Because
we have a name?
Yeah.
We're good.
Official.
Like the pine trees lining the winding road. I've got a name. I've got a name.
Really big thank you to everyone who agreed to be interviewed for offering your input. Could not have done this episode without you guys.
Absolutely not.
Also, big thanks to JD and Christina for offering their name suggestions and giving us a call with those.
Yeah, that sounded great. Sounded great, definitely. So find us on Facebook and Twitter. You're probably listening to this online if you are, so just open another tab. Look us up. I blog at philensminger.com. Dan, Meg, you'll find them. Northern Lights Media on Facebook. There's links to their site as well. And Twitter, of course. Can't forget Twitter. At DJuanSura. I spelled it out in the last podcast. If you want to hear that, go back and listen. I'm at Phil Ensminger. Meg, who you heard earlier as well, is at Megan Wanshura. That's Megan, E-A-G-A-N. Boom. Anything else to add, Dan?
A very Merry Christmas to you, and of course, a Happy New Year.
Yes, Decibel Points shall return in 2014.
Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by.
Do you know what a podcast is?
Broadcast?
A podcast.
A podcast?
Yes.
No, I don't.